Hey, you're listening to Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. Here's your host, Shane Lakita.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining again to another episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shane on 1973. As you know, I'm your host, Shane Lakita, and I am here doing things, making things happen, trying to be able to stay focused, stay straight and narrow on this journey that we're all on to be healthy, to be wealthy, to be wise, to keep moving forward. And I'm here with you to be able to share some of my thoughts. I got to tell you, there's so much going on right now in my end of this journey. I got all kinds of stuff going on. And I want to share a couple of them with you because you guys are special to me. And we do it through a lot of the social media platforms, but this podcast is more of an intimate relationship between me and you and where we're at with everything and the different steps that we take to be able to go and be healthy together and pull each other through and hold each other accountable and just really keep pushing forward in this journey where you really can't take your foot off the pedal ever if you really want to keep moving forward and be in the space of success. So there's a couple things to go over. There's a couple things that are going on in my end of the spectrum here and what we're planning and where we're at with everything. Two more important things. We just found out yesterday that we are having our contract signed and or sent over to us that we're going to be signing for the NFL Inspiration, the sequel, which is going to be in Scottsdale, Arizona on May the 4th. And much like the Boston event, which we had about almost 200 people total that came out to Boston, spent the weekend, enjoyed some really good times, camaraderie, friendships, love, hugs, all kinds of great stuff that we had going on in Boston, which was so amazing. I mean, if you got a chance to go, you experienced it firsthand to know that it was a first class event that we put on, but it was also all about every single one of you guys getting together and connecting and being part of something bigger and better that is just missing in this world that we are a part of here today. And it was a great time to be able to connect like that. Well, we're doing part two, the sequel, and it is out in Scottsdale, and we have the hotel booked. I'm not going to release the name of the hotel just yet until we have everything officially signed, sealed, and delivered. But once we get that all taken care of, we'll get that information out to every single one of you. So I will recommend that now the ball is rolling, and now is the time to go and buy your tickets. So on the Eventbrite site, you can see it through my bio in my Instagram feed. You'll be able to see the Eventbrite ticket link, and then we'll be putting something out also. And you can see it on the announcement section of No Finish Line Nation as well. So get your tickets. Get your tickets now. We got VIP seats. We have general admission seats. We have all kinds of great things going to be going on, and it's in Scottsdale, Arizona. I've never been to Arizona in my whole entire life. I think I've flown over it once, but it's going to be a great time. The family and I are actually going to be making a little bit of a vacation out of it. We're going to go out there to Scottsdale. We're going to do this gathering and this get-together and this huge party that we're going to throw, and then Gavin, myself, and my wife, Crystal, we are going to take a trip up to the Grand Canyon, go over to Hoover Dam, all the way out to San Diego, where she lived for years, and then we're going to head back over to fly out, and we're going to make a nice little family trip out of it, because he is 13, and he's going to be coming up on those years where I don't know how many vacations we're going to be able to take with him still being engaged with his parents and not thinking that we are just the outcasts and just bad people. So that's the teenage life, and that's where we're at right now. So that's kind of the really exciting part of the first part of the news that I wanted to give to you guys is that NFL Inspiration, the sequel, is coming. It's going to come in like a freight train, right? So we're going to be able to, once we have the hotel booked, we're going to announce that. We're going to give you guys the information of where to go to be able to book your rooms, and the ticket sales are still on sale. We had a great run right in the beginning of it without even a venue sold. So you could tell that it's definitely a ticket that people want to be a part of. So Get your planning boots ready to be able to have a great time out there in Scottsdale. So that's the first announcement or thing that's going on in our world, because it's exciting when those kind of things happen and we can close things down and be able to make sure that we are moving this journey and this community forward the way we want to, right? And so the second part of the announcement is this Friday, which is in two short days, Jonathan, who's otherwise known as the Mud Hustler, he is on all the different social media platforms. If you do not know of him or do not know who he is, I recommend you go and follow him. He's an amazing story behind the fact of the journey that he's been on, and he's a good representation of males in the weight loss industry. We talk about it all the time, he and I and some of the other bros that we've been just have a privilege to be able to be friends with. We always talk about the fact that the weight loss community is such female driven. And it's interesting where we are, even No Finish Line Nation, we're 42,000 people strong. And the last stats that I looked at, we are 96% female. Now, it doesn't mean that males don't have a presence, because if you look at it, a lot of the male followers and a lot of the male people in the industry are highly followed and engaging and really have a great story to tell in their journey, right? So for me, it's amazing if you could follow Mud Hustler and take a look at some of his recipes that he has come up with, some of these kick-ass recipes that he's done where he's put things together to make it feel like you're eating bad foods, but it's actually low calorie and it's got higher proteins and it's really kind of incorporates some of the healthier aspects of life where you can actually feel like you're eating like a fat kid, which is something that he always likes to say, and you still lose weight. So check him out if you get a chance. But he and I are going to be collaborating. And this Friday evening sometime, I'll be able to put out more information here soon, we're going to be doing a video cast, okay? A video podcast that we are going to be sitting down and we're going to be talking about all kinds of great stuff. All kinds of stuff, whether it's life, whether it's sports, whether it's health, whether it's food, whatever it is. We're going to sit down and do a video cast to be able to put it out there to everybody to really have a good time. And here's the thing, right? So we have in the past, he and I have done live videos through No Finish Line Nation, and we've gotten a lot of great traction and a lot of great feedback from people to say the friendship is evident with you guys. You guys are funny. You guys have a great time together. And a lot of people really are engaged with that. And we'll get a lot of views and a lot of comments and a lot of likes on our live feed. So we just figured, why not move forward with being able to, one, have a great excuse to hang out with your buddy, and two, talk about things that we can help others. I mean, we can continue to help other folks in this journey, feel like they're part of a community, feel like they're part of a team, and be able to push forward in this very difficult journey that we live a part of every day, where we're trying to be healthy and move forward, right? So here we are, we're going to be getting together. Here's a couple different places you can go to sign up for the video cast that we're going to be doing. One of them is on YouTube channel, and I have a link in the bio of my Instagram page, and then we've also put out a couple posts on the Facebook page, okay? So it's on YouTube, it's under 2KTM, under Two Kitchen Tables and a Microphone is the name of the video cast, and it's going to be us getting together. So we have a YouTube channel that we want you guys to be able to subscribe to, so you got to go in there and subscribe to the YouTube channel. We already have about 230 releasing a single video yet, so that's a really good start, right? So we'll have a good following of people that are going to be watching our video and subscribing to it and all that great stuff. So with that being said, we also have an Instagram page. It's under 2KTMike, okay? At 2KTMike, which is our Instagram page. You'll see us posting about it a few times. We have a contest going right now. We're going to be doing some major giveaways, all kinds of stuff. And that's all in preparation for Friday. So take a look at the contest that we put out probably about three posts ago on my Instagram page. Same with Jonathan Mud Hustler Official's Instagram page that he put out a message to be able to have people go in, tag three friends, go in and like the page and go in and subscribe to our YouTube. It's a pretty exciting time for us. We're trying this new venture. We're trying to be able to go out there to have a good time with all of you guys, to be able to just continue to push forward, help others, and just add some excitement to our lives, right? I think for us, it's going to be really exciting because, like I said, we got an excuse that we can hang out with our buddy, and then we also get to share with all of you our stories and the fun stuff that we're going through, okay? So check it out. Those are two things. NFL Inspiration, the sequel out in Scottsdale, Arizona is the first part, and the second part is check out two kitchen tables and a microphone. Punch it in. Check out 2KTM, and we're going to be having a really exciting time on Friday trying to be able to launch our first episode ever of Two Kitchen Tables and a Microphone. And remember, it's our first one. If you can even think about this podcast, if you go back to episodes 1 through maybe 25, it was so raw and organic, and it was just kind of like putting things together, and I was kind of like bringing music in and incorporating stuff. It's all going to be a learning curve for us too. We want to do it really high class for you guys, but we also know that there's going to be bumps in the road and mistakes. And what we're going to do is we're going to go live on two different platforms. One of them is going to be the Instagram platform. One of them might be the Facebook platform. And then we're going to record, and then we're going to edit and then post it on the YouTube probably the next day or maybe that evening if I get back in time to be able to go through all the editing software for the YouTube videos, okay? So pretty exciting stuff, a lot of stuff going on, you know, along with at the same time still trying to get through each day and be able to push forward with this journey to make sure that I am staying, keeping my head above water, and I am fighting the good fight for me to be able to still try to lose weight, continue to be healthy, and continue to do the things that are necessary. I mean, I'm living life. I'm still continuing to work. I work a full-time gig, and then I'm doing all this on the side. So, but it's all worth it because I love to do what I do. I love it. I love waking up in the morning and still recording a podcast with you guys, whatever thoughts that are on my mind, and we can talk about it, and then we can engage with each other and have a great conversation. It's something that I would love to do full-time, but I can't yet. One day I will be able to. And if I'm able to, and I'm able to impact people's lives and make a positive influence on people's journeys and just be a influence on the world, that could be a positive thing. I think that, why wouldn't you want to do that for a living and do that full time? That would be pretty amazing. So here's the coffee talk for today. We're about 11 and a half minutes into this podcast, but here's the coffee talk that I just wanted to go through with you guys because I touched on it, I think it was 2 days ago. It was right around Labor Day time frame. We talked about knowing where you're at in this journey and celebrating where you're at. So what I did was discussing was, is on Labor Day, we talk about how we celebrate in the fact that people work for a living, people are employed, people are out there busting their rumps every single day to be able to bring home the bacon and pay for their families and afford the different things that you want to be able to do with your family and all those things. We talk about how hard we work every single day. And what I brought up was, I'd said, the part that I wanted to celebrate, not only is it maybe the employment piece, or maybe you're retired after a long life of great service and you bust in your rump all your life, and now you're living in the retirement world, but you're still working every day and doing different things and those kind of things. So what I wanted to celebrate wasn't necessarily the employment aspect of Labor Day. I wanted to celebrate in the work that you're putting in every single day. So when you wake up in the morning and you get up and you look in the mirror and you have to put on that game face and go through your day, whether it's with your regular job that you're going to, but you also have to think about what your plan, your meals are going to be throughout the day, how you're going to stay healthy. Are you going to work in some gym time? Are you going to put some walking in? Are you going to get some exercise? Are you going to do some different things? What if you've got an outing coming up or a party coming up and you're trying to map that out? And all these things are all weighing down in your head because I've been there. And I know that that takes work, and it takes dedication, and it takes energy, and it takes time, and it takes effort. All those things that you're trying to be able to do are what we're all trying to do. And every day, if you are a person that is addicted to food, that has always been at the point where you might slide back into heavier weight, or then you might lose some, and you might slide back, it's always on your mind. Food and weight and health is always on your mind. No matter where you're at, no matter how much you try to shut it down and say that the scale doesn't matter or the scale doesn't define you, which I always try to tell myself and always try to talk to others about, with the fact that the number on the scale doesn't make me who I am, but the number on the scale damn sure plays with my head. It damn sure makes me get negative or positive very quickly with wherever I'm at. Why I let it play that way, I have no idea. But I'm in the majority. I think a lot of people feel the same exact way. I would love to be able to just shut it down and walk away from the scale and say, hey, screw you, pal, you little silver box or white box or whatever you got going on in your scale thing in your situation for your scale in your bathroom. I've got a black one, that's a little Weight Watchers one that I bought years ago. But here's the thing. I need to make sure that I park in the space of celebrating what I've done and how far I've come and how I work. And even though it may be stressful and it's getting in my brain and I'm sitting there thinking all these thoughts of what am I going to eat? How am I going to go to this party and be mindful yet eat what I want and have sustainability and all those things. I can talk about it all day and I can think about it and my mind goes crazy, right? I'm going like rabbit holes. I got these little, I'm scurrying through the little maze that the little chipmunk runs through and whatever. And I'm sitting there thinking to myself, man, I just have to put one foot in front of the other. I got to stay focused. So I hop on the podcast and I sit there and I go through this journey with you guys every day or whatever I can record a podcast. And we're sitting there having a conversation or I write down my thoughts on the blog or I'll record a video or whatever it is to get my mind set right because I know that I'm all over the place. And I'm thinking to myself, how do I navigate this journey and be successful with the thing that I'm doing and all that stuff? So think about that. That's a lot of stress. We put so much stress on ourselves to be successful. And we put so much stress on ourselves when we are not successful. And then we start to beat ourselves up and we start to say to ourselves, you know, I'm not good enough or I'm going at it so much of a slow pace that it's really annoying or I'm trying to fight the good fight every single day and it just feels like I'm going nowhere. I'm going nowhere right now. We've all been there. We've all been through those thoughts. We've all thought about those things. We've all sat down and just beat ourselves up and looked at ourselves in the mirror and we are our own worst critic at that moment in time, right? I mean, I know you've been through it. I've been through it. All of us have. But here's the thing. Why can't you look at the fact that whether you're on day one or you're on day 3,465, you are working towards a good cause. You're trying to be healthy for whatever your whys are, whether it's your family, whether it's just your life, whether it's you want to experience great things, whether it's you want to run a marathon, whether it's you want to lift a lot of weight. Whatever it is that you're trying to work for, whatever your whys are that you're trying to dig into, whatever your goals are, you're fighting like hell every single day to do that. So first of all, park there and celebrate in the fact that you're fighting for something good. You're fighting for something that you deserve a pat on the back to be able to know the fact that you are fighting for something that's worth it to you, okay? That's the first thing, is celebrating that fact. Listen, I could easily get up and go and dive into a full buffet down the road at whatever place for breakfast and eat hash browns and bacon and sausage and gravy and syrup and all kinds of great stuff. But I choose not to because I'm in the fight and I'm working for a better way. I'm working for a better life. I'm fighting every day. I'm scratching, I'm clawing into doing the things that are necessary for me to be successful. So one, I need to celebrate in that. I could easily, like I said, be doing all the poor things when it comes to eating and not exercising and those kind of things. And the second thing you have to celebrate is, no matter where you are in your journey, whether you're at day one or 7,000, no matter where you're at, you need to park there for just 1 second and say to yourself, damn, I'm proud of how far I've already come. Because if you're on day one, yesterday you weren't doing this and you weren't healthy and you weren't in the right mindset and you were busting your rump being overweight, unhealthy, and not in a good spot, right? So today you're fighting. You put the plan together. You're putting some stuff together for you to be successful. You are digging. You're trying to figure out, you're navigating how this is going to work, how it's going to feel, where you're at with everything. This is just day one, but if it's just day one, it's day one of the rest of your life. If you're on day 7,000, like I said before, and here you are, you've already been through all of the weight loss part of your journey. Let's say, for instance, you're just parked in the fact that you're just maintaining, and you're in this lifelong status where you're sitting back and you're going, the energy around losing weight is gone because I'm already at that weight, but it's still so difficult to be able to continue to push forward. And it's still so difficult to find the motivation to get up and do the things that I have to do when I can easily get into two of those butter cookies, two of those peanut butter cookies, and whatever else I got going on. But instead, I choose to live a lifestyle of health. I choose to live a lifestyle of eating some of the things that I want to do, but being mindful with everything that I'm doing. And it's a daily grind every single day. And guess what? You also need to celebrate in the fact that you are 7,000 days in and you've worked your tail off getting to where you're at right now. And every day is a grind, but it's worth it. And you're worth it. And you're fighting the good fight. Okay? So day one, same exact thing as day 7,000. Celebrate in the fact that you are making positive changes to your life, to your surroundings, to those around you, and all of those things. No matter what your journey looks like, no matter what you're doing for your journey, whether you're counting calories, whether you are counting fat content, whether you're having surgery, whether you are running marathons, whether you're lifting weights, whatever it is that you're trying to do, whatever the goal that you're trying to be able to accomplish, whatever it is that you're trying to do, nobody's wrong, because guess what you're trying to do? You're trying to better yourself. And that is a victory. That's something to celebrate. So if you're not feeling it today, and you're looking at yourself in the mirror and you're saying, you know what, I'm not feeling one single bit motivated, inspired, or anything based on the fact that I'm just not feeling good today. Turn that stuff around. It's time. Park in the space of, I am worth the investment. I need to celebrate in the fact that I've done a lot of really great things. I'm working hard every day. I'm doing everything that I need to do to continue to move forward. You're absolutely worth that investment. Okay? So with that being said, I hope that your day is going to go well today. I'm hoping that you are celebrating in the fact that you are amazing and that you're worth that investment. And I hope that it may turn around, maybe that negative, gloomy day, maybe it's, you know, cloudy outside and not, you're not feeling it today or whatever it is. I'm hoping it helps you flip the script and you to go do things that you have to do. Because again, you're worth it. And I have to tell myself that sometimes, that I'm worth it. But when I do, I set myself up for so much more success rather than failures. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Chain on 1973 podcast. You can also follow him on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Liquid Chain on 1973. Also, if you get a chance, leave some love on iTunes. Have a great day.